ourselves to the teaching of God's word. Fellowship with believers, breaking bread in communion. Won't you come and join us?
Welcome to the Sustaining Word, a listener-supported teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Join Pastor Joe Guglielmo for today's study from God's Word, the Bible. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast for program ordering information.
This is our 27th prophecy update. I can't believe it. I started when I was 10, so you could do the math. And really, 27 years ago, a few things have happened since then, right? I mean, even within this last year, look at all the things that have transpired. And what was happening, you know, I guess slowly 27 years ago is happening very, very quickly today. And we'll see that. We're kind of at warp speed. And again, I think the Lord's return is getting close, but I'm not a date setter, never have been, never will be. We don't know the day that the Lord's going to return for his bride, the church, but we know the seasons. And when we look out there and we see the things that are happening, yeah, it looks like we're getting pretty close. One of my concerns today is that there are, you know, some Christians who do Bible prophecy and sometimes they take it to unbiblical conclusions. And we got to be really careful with that, especially in these days we're living in. Even what I tell you, you check it out with the scriptures to make sure it's accurate. It's that important. And, you know, other people see what's going on in this world. And they look at Bible prophecy and they think, you know, this world is out of control. It's like a car that's out of control, ready to crash. I don't see it that way. I do see the chaos that's in this world. Things are a mess morally. And we're progressing towards a one-world government, a one-world religion, a cashless society. And I can go on, and I will tonight. We'll cover those. But things seem out of control, but I don't see it that way. And the reason being is the Lord has already told us these things. So we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to be afraid. We can have rest in these storms that we're going to be facing. And I'll tell you what, when you understand what's happening and who's coming back, all I can say is hallelujah, praise the Lord, I can't wait. But until that time, Lord, use me. You see, whatever you're waiting for, whatever your expectation is, that's going to be a priority in your heart and in your life. And we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. He's the one we're waiting for. I mean, think about why, as Christians, we're still here in this world. We're here to bring pleasure to the Lord and really to bring the gospel message to the lost. And if pleasing the Lord, sharing our faith, is the reason we exist, then we need to prepare for his return as well. We should be very excited. We shouldn't become distracted. You know, Paul said that he's looking for the, Paul said to Titus, he's looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming back. Why then are, I guess, so many Christians angry? Why are they so mad and so frustrated at all that's going on? Why are they fearful? Why are they doing things and saying things that are, you know, putting people down? All this division, because they really have lost the focus. And let me explain this, and hopefully it's helpful to you. And I've shared this before, but I think it bears repeating. In Isaiah 44, verses 6 through 8, listen to what we're told. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And who can proclaim it as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. So here's a challenge by God to tell the future with 100% accuracy, and there's no one who could do it but God. Now let me ask you this. What is the purpose of prophecy? Well, prophecy many times in the scriptures is given to us by God as a warning of coming judgment. We see it in the Old Testament. We also see it in the New Testament. But there's another one that I think is really important. I'll give this example and then I'll expound on it. Let's say that I'm taking all my money, my house, my cars, all that I have, and I'm invested in the stock market, which is pretty volatile. My wife is going nuts right now at home. She's panicking. I'm sure I'm going to get a phone call any minute. What am I doing, right? But what if, and again, what if I told my wife, I knew for certain, 100% accuracy, 100% confidence, that the stock that we're investing in is going to triple in value. It's absolutely certain. I know it for a fact. Julie then would be a little bit more comfortable because I could show her the proof for that. That's what God has done for us. He's told us what the future holds, and that's awesome because then we don't need to be afraid of what's coming. We know what's going to take place, and we're seeing it before our eyes. We don't need to fear, as the Lord tells us in Isaiah. He said, "Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it?" You see, for me, and maybe I'm crazy in regards to this, but I think as Christians, we should be so excited at what's happening today. Yeah, not that there's wickedness and immorality and all the garbage that's taking place, but the Lord has already warned us that these things are going to be taking place. And wow, we should be so excited. Now, think about this. People are interested in what? Satisfying themselves. People will be, men will desire to satisfy their own fleshly needs. We see that all the time. And in knowing all this stuff that's going on in the world and all this thing that's going on in our country brought me to the title of this message, maybe today. Now, again, I'm not being a date setter. I don't know when it's going to happen, when the Lord's going to come back. But it looks pretty like it's getting close. But here's the reality. Lord, before you come, use me to the fullest. Let me see those doors of opportunity that you're opening up so I can step through and be used by you to bring people into the kingdom of God and encourage and build up believers in the faith. Because the Lord's return can be maybe today. Now, this evening we're going to focus on several topics, and I guess it's kind of a big picture because we could spend a long, long time on this. But I want to focus on several points that I think are really important. And again, the key for us is you will be my witnesses. That's really, I want to drive that point home because that's the reality of what we're here for. Impacting people for Jesus. You know, it's great to have laws and all kinds of things changed and get people in office. That's great. But if the hearts of the people are still wicked, nothing changes. So we need to bring the gospel message to the lost. You know, in fact, that's what the Lord said in Isaiah after he said that we're not to be afraid. He said, "You are my witnesses. You don't need to be afraid, guys, but now you need to be my witnesses. Go out in the world. I've already told you what's going to happen. Go out there and share your faith." Now, the topics we're going to be looking at this evening is one world government. We're going to look at one world religion. We're going to look at Israel and the image of the beast or artificial intelligence. And lastly, what does this all mean? Because we need to understand, how do we apply this to our lives? It's great to have all that information, but what does it mean to me? So a lot of things to cover. We're first going to deal with one world government. And to be honest with you, I've been talking about a one world government coming into play for 40 years. And people laughed at me 40 years ago. They thought, come on, there's no way we're going to get into a world government. We're a sovereign nation. No other nation can control us. At least that's what they thought. But now, even though we still have a constitution, the problem is they've ignored it for years. And we're moving towards a one world government. I think the way you get towards this global government is you have to have socialist nations, where the government is in control of every aspect of your life, from the time you're born to the time you die and everything in between. Because if you don't obey me, we're not going to give you food. We're not going to give you medicine. See, they have total control then. That's why they were so upset with Donald Trump, because he was a patriot. He was standing up for this nation. He wanted us to be independent. He loved our nation. But now, again, we're moving towards socialism very quickly. I'll share this article with you. We're told this. The answer to the subject of world government via the United Nations can, according to my view, be given easily. World government has evolved and will evolve through the United Nations as the people are willing for it to evolve. The process has already begun. I believe that all people who want peace realize that there must be some degree of world government, but we may disagree as to the timing and the form. Among the peoples of the world and the member states of the United Nations, I would have just enough government to accomplish three objectives: political security, economic advancement, and the guarantee of human rights. Those who believe in world government want essentially a few definite things. First, the law of the world community must be above the sovereignty of the individual nation. There must be a supreme law against war. Second, there must be an executive authority strong enough to use police force or whatever measures are necessary to preserve the peace. Third, there must be a constant procedure for producing such regulations as are necessary to less friction among the peoples of the world and enable them to grow and expand in their world community. It might be called the legislative process. Now, it's a little scary when they're talking about things like that, but they see it as a benefit for everyone in the world. But again, that's how deception works. No longer sovereign nations, all are under the authority of some kind of supreme law or global government. And, you know, I forgot to mention one thing. This article I just read wasn't from 2021. It wasn't from 2000. It was from 1949. Does that blow you away? This has been going on for years, guys. This is not something that just came up. But now they see all these things coming together, and these global leaders want to jump on the bandwagon, and they want to get this enacted as soon as possible. We're moving towards a global government, no doubt about it. I don't know if you heard about this, the Great Reset, World Economic Forum. What are they resetting? You ever think about it? I mean, it's an interesting title, the Great Reset. Okay, what are you fixing? What are you resetting? Everything we hold on to. Our freedoms, the way we live, the way we think, what we buy, it's everything they want control of. Listen to what the World Economic Forum has to say about this. And this is from their website. This is not something that I just put together. This is from their website. And this is what they wrote. To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Capitalism is the evil thing. Socialism is the good thing in their mind. Likewise, populations have overwhelmingly shown a willingness to make sacrifices for the sake of health care and other essential workers and vulnerable populations, such as the elderly. So we're willing to sacrifice some of our freedoms to get some benefits. But understand, once those freedoms are gone, you never get them back. Never. Many companies have stepped up to support their workers, customers, and local communities, and a shift toward the kind of stakeholder capitalism to which they had previously paid lip service. Clearly, they will build a better society. The will to build a better society does exist. We must use it to secure the great reset that we so badly need. That will require stronger and more effective governments, though this does not simply or not imply ideological push for bigger ones. It will demand private sector engagement every step of the way. The COVID-19 crisis is affecting every facet of people's lives in every corner of the world. But tragedy need not be its only legacy. On the contrary, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world to create a healthier, more equitable, and more prosperous future. Klaus Schwab, just do a little search on the internet with this guy and what he's involved in. Not good. And there's more. We're told this. The general principles of the plan are clear. The world needs massive new government programs and far-reaching policies comparable to those offered by American socialists, such as Senator Bernie Sanders, Republican Alexandria Cortez, in the Green New Deal plan. It's socialism they want. That's what they want for world government. That's what the World Economic Forum is shooting for. Why? Because, again, you have control of the people. One of the main themes of the June meeting was that the coronavirus pandemic has created an important opportunity for many of the World Economic Forum's members to enact the radical transformation of capitalism, which they acknowledged would likely not have been made possible without the pandemic. Isn't that interesting? We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from the crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change, said Prince Charles at the meeting, adding later, it's an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. You see why they're jumping on this bandwagon so much? This is a golden opportunity for them to enact a global government, to enact the ability to control the people of this world. The threat of climate change has been more gradual than COVID-19, but it's devastating reality for many people and their livelihoods around the world, and its ever greater potential to disrupt surpasses even that of COVID-19, Prince Charles said. Of course, these government officials, activists, and influencers can't impose a systemic change of this size on their own, which is why they've already started to activate vast networks of left-wing activists from around the world who will throughout 2021 demand changes in line with the Great Reset and true on into 2022. Prince Charles was right. The present pandemic is a golden opportunity for radical change. And if Al Gore, Prince Charles, and the rest of the World Economic Forum can convince enough people that attempting to stop climate change is also worth dramatically pushing humanity toward greater government control, then radical and catastrophic change is exactly what we're going to get. Absolutely. You know, climate change has been used and will continue to be used to promote global government. Even though it hasn't worked real well, you know, most people aren't buying into it yet. But I think as leaders make decisions to promote laws regarding climate change, businesses and the common people are going to have to join in. Now, Terry James said this. He said, there should be no question now in spiritually attuned minds of Bible prophecy students. The principalities and powers in high places of Ephesians 6:12 are in full throttle mode. They intend to use the presidential election theft to galvanize their one world tower building effort. Global warming didn't do it. Following that lie, the climate change ruse hasn't done it. Now, with more than 4 years of inflicting every sort of deception and coup attempt by the globalist wickedness, they are all in for changing planet Earth into their own utopian concept. And we have to understand, they think this is for the good of the people. They're not doing this because they think it's going to be bad. They think this is a good thing. And we'll talk about that. But having a global government, where else are you going to go if you don't like it? The Great Reset is thrusting ahead in 2021, seemingly unstoppable, while it threatens to pierce the fabric of our culture and society the founding fathers wove together so carefully back in 1776. You think about this. Our government is one of the longest standing governments around. Our Constitution has lasted a long time, right? Since 1776? Wow, that's impressive. You know, Italy's been through I don't know how many different, you know, forms of government. But ours stood the test of time. Why? Because they based it on the Bible. And they realized that if this nation turns from Christianity, it's no longer going to survive. And they were 100% right. 100% right. Again, Charles Schwab, he said this, a new world could emerge, the contours of which it is incumbent on us to reimagine and to redraw. He is at the forefront of putting this thing together. He's one of the big guys. And he wants to reset the way this world functions. Think about that. In a world like that, where we're in a global government, we have to agree with all the laws of this global government. What if they said, well, can't use the Bible anymore. If you use the Bible, it's got to be a version that we approve of, so we're going to have to edit it. It can happen. Go look at what they're doing in Canada about teaching against homosexuality. It can happen very easily, guys. This is where we're at, and this is what they're trying to do. And again, if you think about this, when Hitler was in power, people fled, right? To other nations where they could be free, where they could be free from what Hitler was trying to do, exterminate them. But if there's a global government, where do you go? See, it's a little different. And that's what people don't understand. Our forefathers knew that less government was better. The people were to be in control. And here's the thing. The church was to be actively involved in the workings of the government, but the government was not to have its claws or hands in the workings of the church. They used Thomas Jefferson's letter that he wrote to the Danbury Baptist, because the Danbury Baptist believed Thomas Jefferson was going to make a certain denomination, the state church. And they didn't want that. They left England because they didn't want the government in control of what they did. So he wrote him a letter, and he said that the government is to stay out of the church, but the church is to be involved in the government. And that was taken to court on several occasions. And they read the whole letter of Thomas Jefferson, until one day they only read part of the letter in this court case. It said that the separation between church and state, that the wall has to be high and impenetrable. And they said, thus, the church is not to be involved with the state. And we lost that case because they only read part of the letter. And look at what's happened. Look at what's happened in our school system. We've taken the Bible out. We've taken prayer out. You go look back when that happened in the 1960s, and you see the devastating effects that have happened in our school system because of that. You see, we're to be witnesses, because our nation, is not a Christian nation anymore. We're a post-Christian era. But you know what? God can change things. And that's what we pray for. And again, many people don't see this as a problem, but I see it as a huge one. Let me share this video with you from Prince Charles. Listen to what he has to say here.
We have an incredible opportunity to create entirely new sustainable industries, investing in nature as the true engine of our economy.
The current global crisis has disrupted every aspect of our lives, but it has also presented us with an extraordinary opportunity, a chance to reset and accelerate efforts to improve the state of our world.
Changing our current trajectory will require bold and imaginative action, together with determination and decisive leadership. In order to secure our future and to prosper, we need to evolve our economic model, putting people and planet at the heart of global value creation. If there is one critical lesson we have to learn from this crisis, we need to put nature at the heart of how we operate. We are on the verge of catalytic breakthroughs that will alter our view of what is possible and profitable within the framework of a sustainable future. We need nothing short of a paradigm shift, one that inspires action at revolutionary levels and pace. We simply cannot waste any more time. The only limit is our willingness to act. And the time to act is now.
it's interesting what he said. What are we to focus on? What is the focus? Nature. Well, I think that's our problem. We're worshiping the creature rather than the creator. Our focus needs to be God. And that's the thing. And again, this is tugging at the hearts of people. Well, of course, look at the people, look at the animals, look at the plants. We got to take care of them. God said we are to take care of this planet, but we're not to worship the creation. We're to worship the creator.
Devoting ourselves to the teaching of God's word, fellowship with believers, breaking bread in communion, won't you come and join us as we feast on God's word.
That's all the time we have for today's teaching. If you would like a personal copy of this message, mention today's date when you contact us. Our mailing address is Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, Post Office Box 224, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, 54221-0224. Our telephone number is area code 920-682-6163. Or visit us on the web at www.thesustainingword.com, where you can listen to past studies and review the study notes. It is the hope of Pastor Joe and the congregation of Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until next time, may the Lord nourish you with His sustaining word.